Well, hi, neighbors. Tonight we've chosen some of the songs that we sing and play on our dances across the country. Songs that reflect the emotion of the people that live in the nightlife. Song of happiness, sadness, heartbreak. Songs of the nightlife. We hope that you enjoy yourself tonight as you listen to our latest one. We hope you like it. It's a little different than what we normally do. But we hope it'll be pleasing to you. And we hope that you can just kind of sit back, kick off your shoes, relax just a little bit, and listen to our latest album. And if you like it, tell us about it, won't you? We'll try to do more things for you the way we're doing this one.
Thank you. dreams tied up with bits of string.
Thank you. At that young age, I had no interest in boys. I regarded them as curious, though I did not disagree with my mother's opinion of them as disgusting. Indeed, I had seen the boys at my school do many highly imaginative yet very filthy things. However, as I grew older, I became more curious of male kind, and though I still found them repellent, at the same time I found myself strangely drawn to them. Thus in time I met my husband. I remember when I first saw him in the farmyard that day, barely distinguishable from the beast that he was tending, rolling with them in the muck, as is still his joy. It is an image that has long stayed with me. He was never what you would call a handsome man, even in the bloom of his youth, and certainly he's far less so now, being all cardigan and body hair. But still, he seems to have a kind of animal magnetism. My dear husband, though you are no more beautiful than the stump of a tree, still you're able to quicken my juice. I remember the night that our offspring was conceived. I walked into the bedroom and noticed your beady little eyes shining in the darkness. Whence you leapt at me, a hirsute troll pawing me with big fingers. You wheezed some vague words into my ear and I noticed your apparatus, clearly visible beneath your nightshirt. Come on then, darling, I said. Let's get it over with. Though you would rather talk of engines and rugby than of gentle things, still you are strangely able to charm me. My breath still rises as you gibber with incoherent enthusiasm about cement mixers and forklift trucks. Your mother told me that when you were a child, she likened you to a puppy, playful and lovable. Imagine her distress at seeing you grow up into such a horrible big dog. But you are my dog, nonetheless. And though there are some things I would trade you in for, such as an ensuite bathroom, I would never have you put down, unless you really started to become a burden, of course. And I am satisfied with you.
And in the end part of the year, not ever in my life, but every time the baby cried, I'd think on the foggy dew.
Thank you. She's blonde.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers, and the ladies' bras.